greetings and blessings to you in Jesus' name. Hope you're having a great week. Glory to God Almighty. You ever been stuck? You ever feel there's no way out? Ever feel lost? Ever feel lonely? Ever feel afraid? You ever feel like you don't know your purpose? Well, our fuel for this week is called the Waymaker. Jesus, the Waymaker, gives us hope through his word. We must have faith in him and what he says. Jesus spoke many things to those in his days on earth. Today, his word is still powerful and mighty. We as believers are to heed his commands. He said to them, "If you love me, follow my commands." Pretty straightforward, huh? No strings or mirrors used. Just plain old faith and obedience. Jesus keeps it simple for us, but mankind will complicate the simple command from Jesus. Man will say things like, "It sounds better this way." Well, that's not politically correct. I don't know if they can handle the truth. And yeah, I know, but this way is faster and easier. These are sayings that we've heard and maybe even said ourselves. Jesus did not waver. He didn't bow to the leaders of the time. Nope. He stood his ground, obeyed his father, and carried out his purpose despite the opposition. We have hope in Jesus because he has done all the heavy lifting. The remission of sins required blood. Jesus, the Lamb of God, sent for that reason, among many other things. Jesus gave himself for us. The word is clear. For the wages of sin is death. A price had to be paid. And he paid by giving his life for ours. Mankind can do many things, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Creator God, our Father in heaven. But mankind can't save your soul. Only Jesus can. It's a simple process, but it can be made complicated by man and his ways. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Whoever believes in him, it says, whoever believes in him. The nonsense that mankind has come up with over the years to be saved are pretty sad, to say the least. Check out some of these. You've heard your good works, your last name, how much money you make, you know, how much money you have, and where you were born, and all this other nonsense. And many, way too many to list. Mankind has his way, and then there's the Lord's way. The Lord has a final say, no matter what mankind thinks. We continue to hear of war, and that World War III is just a matter of time away. We also hear threats of nuclear war. We even hear from the pulpit that the rapture is upon us or near us. Man, too many things to list here of what mankind is saying. They're saying things different than what the Lord is saying. You see, the Word of God tells us that the earth belongs to the Lord and it is his footstool. The Word also tells us of a new earth in Revelation 21, while Genesis 1 tells us that God created. So let me get this right. So mankind thinks he can take the earth away from its creator, God Almighty? So mankind has a power to overthrow the Lord and take his earth and blow it up with God's children in it? Ha! Laughable. Complete nonsense. God is in charge, not man. The Waymaker makes it possible, even if mankind tries to stop it. We must have faith in the Word of God during these times. The Word will bring us through. The Waymaker makes a way out of nothing, for nothing is impossible for God. That's in Luke 1:37. I want to show you in the Word. When man said one thing, and the Waymaker said different. Our first example, example one, Moses versus Pharaoh. Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, "Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.'" So Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I obey his voice?" He said, "I don't know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." So Pharaoh said he didn't know the Lord. "I'm not letting you guys go." But Pharaoh was given a message from the Lord, and he chose not to listen. He chose not to listen. Pharaoh had power and wealth, didn't he? He was in charge. He was the king. He had people under him. He dictated. He said this. He said that. And things happened. He had wealth too, didn't he? Yeah, he did. So he had power and wealth. But none of that stuff, none of it could withstand the power of the Waymaker. So let's fast forward to Exodus chapter 12. Verses 29 through 33. Verse 29. "And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he, all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt. There was not a house where there was not one dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, 'Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go. Serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone. And bless me also.' And the Egyptians urged the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, 'We shall all be dead.'" Now, children of God, look at Pharaoh's tone in these two verses. In one verse, "And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.'" Look at that tough guy, Mr. Rich King. "Who is this?" he says. "I'm not letting anybody go." Yeah, that's a tough guy. And then we read, "Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, 'Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, go and serve the Lord as you have said.'" Sounds like a defeated man with no answer for the Lord's strike. Whew, hallelujah. Example number two. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego versus who? King Nebuchadnezzar. So let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, 24 and 25, and then 26 through 30. Verse 14. "Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up?' Now, if you are ready at the time, you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Amen. So big King Nebuchadnezzar said, who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Another king talking tough, isn't he? You see, man, for some reason, I don't get it. Man, for some reason, thinks just because he has a position or he has a little bit of power that he can just abuse it, that he can just do and say what he wants with no repercussions if it goes against the word of God. That he can just go against a living God and not be dealt with? Wow, he's so deceived, isn't he? You know, we have leaders in the world today who think just as this king did. They're operating in the same type of manner. They have these gold images, these things they want you to worship. They have these things that goes against the word of God that they're saying is okay. He said, who can deliver you from my hands? These three believers, children of God, these three believers stood on faith and they did not bow, with death staring them in the face from man's perspective. You see, we need to stand on faith through God's word in these times, just as those three did back then. We may be faced with a situation and it may not look like theirs, being thrown into a fiery furnace. But they may attack your character. Who knows what else they may attack? Will you still stand? Are you going to allow the Lord to deliver you from the fiery furnace? Yeah, he can stop it from happening, but boy, it's one thing to let it go through and then he stops it. Come on now. All right, verse 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king, look. He answered, I see four loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So the king is saying, what's going on here? I love this. This just cracks me up. He said, what's going on here? There's three men bound and now they're loose walking around and nobody's hurt. Remember, that thing was seven times hotter. He wanted to hurt them bad. He wanted to burn them, wanted to kill them. And then he said the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. This king is absolutely puzzled. He has no answer. He has no answer, neither do his counselors, because he asked him, hey, didn't we put three in there? They're like, yeah, you put three in there. But this king and his counselors are witnessing. The waymaker has left them utterly in awe. Verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Not affected. Not affected because of the Waymaker. They were thrown in a hotter than hot fiery furnace and didn't burn. Allow that to sink in for a minute. You see, mankind and his limited power and big head are no match. Hear me, no match for the Waymaker. Verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made as ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Verse 30, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he went from kill these guys to hang on. There is no other God who can deliver like this. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to promote you guys. Let's look at the king's tones. Remember when he said, "And who is the God? Who is a God that can deliver you from my hands?" Here we go. Another man in a high position who thinks he outranks the living God. Mistaken. And then he says later on, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. You see, he experienced the Waymaker firsthand, and it changed his perspective. He even sent out a decree, if you speak against the Waymaker, what's going to happen to you? Chosen of God, we must trust and have faith in the Lord, because he is the Waymaker. Even when mankind says there is no way possible, the Waymaker proves them wrong, because he sits on the throne and not man. Amen. And our final and third example is baby Jesus versus King Herod. Herod, that guy. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, verse 13, and verses 19 through 23. Verse 7 reads, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." Verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Remember Herod said he wanted to come and worship as well? But we read he was lying, and the truth was revealed by an angel of the Lord. You see, the Waymaker knows all things and the intents of the heart. We as people can be fooled by fancy words if we don't discern. The Word of God is living and knows the intent of the heart. We find that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. You see, although Herod lied and had ill intent for baby Jesus, the Waymaker trumps Herod's plans and sends him away for safety. Verse 19. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." Verse 21, "Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" Amen. The plans of the Waymaker will prevail. How can a new baby, I ask you, how can a new baby defend itself? It can't. It's a baby. That's why the Waymaker sends protection and whatever else is needed for his will to be done for that baby. Children of God, be of good cheer, for Jesus has already overcome the world. He overcame it already. The Waymaker has spoken over you. So the Waymaker has spoken a word over you. And this is what he said in Isaiah 55:11. Grab this one right here. Grab this one right here and hold on to it. He said, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." You see, that's what the Waymaker says. There's no stopping him. There is nothing man can do. Nothing man can do to stop his word. Don't be moved by what you see and what you hear in the world today. Man is not in charge. The devil is not in charge. Circumstances are not in charge. No, no, no. The one who sits on the throne is in charge and has the final say. We know him as the Lord God, Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the Waymaker. You see, don't be deceived by man and his false views. Stand with the Lord God and his word and his ways. If you're tired, if you're worn out, well, ask the Waymaker to make a way for you. Father, we pray to you in Jesus' name that you help and show us how it's done according to what you say and not man's interpretations or traditions. May we receive the guidance and obey Holy Spirit as directed. Oh, glorious Waymaker, we thank you and bless you. There is no other like you. May we walk as witnesses according to your word. Thank you, Father God, the Waymaker, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.